Andrew Schneider and KNIA KLS catching up with our coaches as we did earlier this summer, and now we're talking after the Bloomfest 5K with Mike Buchheit, Michael Splavek, and Doug Cutler, our three Red Rock area cross-country coaches. And Mike, I'll start with you. A record-breaking year for this event, and obviously a ton of people excited, great weather. Your thoughts about what it was like to see so many people come up and support the cross-country teams of the area?
Oh, it's exciting when you get a nice crowd that comes out. We had record sponsor support, record just good number of volunteers, and then record number of our participants as well. So that's fun to see people come out, family members, alumni, people visiting the area. So it's just fun to do this with the other coaches.
Well, and what's so fun about this, Michael, is just the atmosphere of running, right? It feels like a mini cross country meet. You got a lot of crowd. Your kids are out here helping or running in the event. What's it like to see this running community come together in this way?
The running community is so fun. You know, it doesn't matter how fast or slow you're going. I was sitting at the 5K turnaround. Everybody had the same smile on their face knowing that they were halfway done with their 5K, or the 10Kers that are going out. They're having just as much fun. So it's a great time to see whether our kids are volunteering, running in the race, or just supporting in general. It's fun to have them give back to the running community that gives so much to them every single day.
Well, and Coach Cutler, the other fun part about this time of the year is so many of your athletes are now tuning up for the fall, right? You're already thinking about those first practices in August, getting ready for those big races in October. What's it like to see your kids embracing running, especially after such a special year for your program, but for all these programs, to see so many people getting ready and excited for that upcoming season?
Yeah, we're just under a month now from the beginning of the season, so it's a nice little test for some of them. Some of them go out and are already pretty competitive. They want to see what they're capable of. We did a nice job today, I think, of making the course a little long so times don't look super fast, which is fine at this point. We don't need to be running super fast PRs right now, but it's a nice test for them. And those who just want to have a nice Saturday run with teammates, whether they're just getting in their workout for the day, did a little extra running after the race, or before, it's just a fantastic way of just continuing to encourage them to get ready for the season that's up ahead and start thinking about dreams and aspirations they might have.
Well, Mike, a lot of people are thankful for this event too. And all the support goes back, of course, to the year three programs, but a ton of people that make this morning possible.
Yeah, there's 37 cash sponsors and then some in-kind donations from Hy-Vee, Fairway, and Pella Engraving with the medals. So 40 sponsors, which is awesome. We're super, super thankful that many of them kind of keep coming back each year, and then we have new ones that join us, and they're very giving, which benefits all three of our programs. So the checks that we write back to each of the three high school programs is awesome. So very thankful to all the sponsors.
So I say this is direct support for your program.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great way for us to kind of be able to provide all of our athletes something special once our season comes around. We can do different experiences, bring in speakers like we did this summer, or get them a neat little bag that they can carry all their gear in that other teams that at our high schools aren't able to do because they don't have fundraisers like this.
Yeah, and this is a special morning again to bring these three communities together and to again kind of kick off the fun that's about to be had.
Yeah, we have sort of this core, I would say almost maybe a little over 100 people. It's almost the same 100, 150 maybe, than people that are here every single year. And then to add another 100 on top of that who kind of get to know them and might be new to the area, or they're just starting the cross-country journey with us, whatever the case may be. It's a really neat mix of former, current, and future athletes even. Getting to see some young kids today running and enjoying what their older siblings or what they've seen other people do. So, just an incredible family atmosphere for all of our programs.
It's catching up with Coach Buchheit, Splavek, and Cutler. Appreciate your time and looking forward to talking to all three of you when we get to cross-country season soon. Thank you.
Thank you.